Texte numéro 56. Knife scanners at school gates to curb attacks. Airport-style metal detectors will be installed at hundreds of school gates under sweeping measures to confront the growing problem of teenage knife crime. Their introduction at the toughest secondary schools, which will be announced next month by Home Secretary Jackie Smith,forms a core element of the government's new Violent Crime Action Plan. Senior police officers and head teachers have persuaded Smith that their effectiveness in tackling knife crime outweighs any concerns over pupil privacy. Last week, a girl of 13 was stabbed in the chest and thigh shortly after finishing lessons at a London school, the latest in a spate of stabbings.Although the Home Office has examined giving police increased search powers to seize knives, metal detectors are preferable as less obtrusive. Search archers, similar to those at airports, will have an alarm activated when pupils with suspicious metal objects pass through. Children will not be forced to empty pockets before going through, reducing fears that the controls will compromise their privacy. All pupils will have to face checks,to avoid accusations that stereotypes are being targeted. Schools in London, Liverpool, Manchester and Birmingham, the worst affected cities, are among the metropolitan areas where they will be encouraged. While the Home Office will actively promote checks in problem schools, Dunford said, it's up to the head teacher to decide what is required to protect the pupils, and sometimes that might involve the use of metal detectors.Smith hopes the measures will help to prevent gang culture in playgrounds, while dissuading younger children from becoming familiar with carrying a knife for protection. The decision on detectors follows research by the Damilola Taylor Trust, showing that 80% of knife crime is committed by 12 to 20-year-olds. A number of high-profile stabbings have occurred at or outside schools.There is growing government concern over the lawlessness of some youths and the impact of the recent spate of attacks on local residents. This was highlighted last week with the conviction of three youths for the murder of Gary Newlove, kicked to death by three teenagers outside his home in Warrington after they had been on a 7-hour drinking binge. Some ministers are keen to see more direct intervention being used with families that have a history of violence,for whom traditional measures have failed. Communities Secretary Hazel Bleers said they should look at the success of family intervention projects, where the most unruly families are given intensive help from social workers. Bleers, Labour MP for Salford, said, "There are a minority of people whose behaviour is out of control. It doesn't mean we are a broken society, but this minority is something...we can't shy away from." Adapted from The Observer, January 2008.